Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello there. How y'all doing today? Oh, my goodness. So glad to have you. I'm telling you what, we are broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. Super excited to have you joining us here today. Oh, my goodness. Hello to all of our followers on Twitter. How you doing? Hello to all of our connections on Facebook. How you doing? We love you. You guys, listen, today's show is full of music, full of music. Some you may have heard, some you may not have heard, and that is our goal, to introduce you to some new and different things. So listen, our special guest, featured guest today, Monica Lisa Stevenson, is going to be stopping through the virtual studio. OMG, certainly Richmond loves her, Virginia loves her, the nation loves her. New project out live in Atlanta, Monica Lisa Stevenson. So we are excited to have her back by popular demand. She's been here before, so we're going to be chatting up with her, talk about the new release and what's going on in her world. I know she taped for the Dorinda Clark Cole TV show today, so we're going to hear all about that. Her project is in stores now, so pick it up. Then our next featured artist, I am excited to have Pastor James Henderson. He is going to be stopping through the virtual studio with us. He is a new creation records artist. You heard him. You remember his voice from Kirk Franklin's More Than I Can Bear. Well, he has a new project out. We're going to let you hear the single. We're going to chat it up with him. The new project that's out, Praise Ye the Lord. I'm telling you what, you gotta pick it up. You gotta get your hands on it. And so we are excited. Those are our featured guests today. As always, make sure you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And, of course, go to my main website, charvette.com, and that's S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E. All right, so listen, we're going to jump right on in. We're going to slide on in this particular segment. I am excited to feature some new music that has come across my desk. We are going to feature a song called We Love to Sing. This is by Chris Bird. Chris Bird is the music director for the Rance Allen Group, and he has a new project out. We're going to be chatting up with him in a couple of weeks, so we want to get his music before you now. He was on TBN, Akron, Ohio's TBN segment not too long ago, so you may have heard of him, Chris Bird. So we're going to roll right into this segment with We Love to Sing. Check it out, listeners.
Come before you today. We come before your presence to sing.
Your praise.
praise. Check him out, and that's Byrd, B-Y-R-D. Check him out there. Listen, we got to give some shout-outs to Twitter followers. Big shout-out to recording artist Elaine Thomas. She tweeted when she saw that Monica Lisa Stevenson was going to be on the show. She said, oh, you got the Pew Slayer coming on the show tonight. I am telling you what. Yes, yes, yes. Big shout out to Lady T Mill. That's at Lady T M I L. Listen, you got to go check her out. She's been tweeting about chivalry. She's been tweeting about chivalry. She said, it's not that chivalry is dead, it may just be dead to you, because you aren't woman enough to benefit or welcome its presence. Ooh, if you can't say amen, amen, you got to say ouch. She also said, ladies, you can't look for or even demand to experience chivalry when your attitude and behaviors lie beneath its standard. All right, so big shout out there. Twitter followers. Certainly big shout out to Faith A Believer on Twitter. Thank you so much for always retweeting and shouting us out, and that's at Faith A Believer. You can follow her on Twitter there. Big shout out there. Big shout out. All right, so we're moving into our next music segment. This is a song called Real, and it's by Tim Rogers and the Fellas. Tim Rogers and the Fellas. Their project is out and it's available. The title of the project is Real, and this is a single called Real. So here we go, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we love you guys. Here we go, Real by Tim Rogers and the Fellas.
Jesus is real. I know the Lord. He's real to me. Yeah, he's real. I know the Lord. He's real to me. Sometimes when I'm feeling down, yeah, no one around. Jesus is a friend I have found. Ooh, if you say he's real, he's real to me. Oh,
that out. I like that. I like that. Real by Tim Rogers and The Fellas. Pick it up. It's available everywhere. Music is sold. All right. I'm excited. Hey, welcome. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We are excited sharing some new music with you, some good music with you. And listen, we don't want you to go anywhere. We don't want you to move. Don't touch that dial. Don't touch your computer. We don't want you to go anywhere, because coming up, we will be talking to none other than Monica Lisa Stevenson. Oh, my goodness. New project out. Been out just about a month or so. CD release in Atlanta. The project is live in Atlanta. Pick it up. Walmart, iTunes, Amazon.com. All of that good stuff. I'm telling you what, she's a powerhouse vocalist. She's able to take that new generation and new school generation and mix with that traditional gospel, and she takes you to church every single time. And then after we chatted up with Monica, we're going to be talking to artist, pastor, James Henderson, project out, Praise Ye the Lord. We're going to let you hear the single. We're going to let you hear the single to that, hear about that. Oh, my goodness, he has been traveling and ministering to thousands for over 25 years. So certainly you have heard him. He has worked with gospel and secular artists, and, again, most notably Mr. Kirk Franklin. But I'm telling you what, he has a new project out. It's awesome. We're going to hear the behind the scenes, the behind the screen from him. So listen, we're going to go to a very quick commercial break. I'm excited because my guest is hanging out in the virtual studio. We're going to go to a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be right back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm telling you what, don't move. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
In the newly released book, I Didn't Know, by Yvette Allen Tatum, the many faces of child abuse, from the victims to the abusers, are exposed and brought to the forefront. Yvette believes the only tragedy greater than the actual crime of child abuse is the ignorance of the silence of the abuse. Pick up your copy of I Didn't Know by Yvette Allen Tatum online at YvetteAllen-Tatum.com. That's YvetteAllen-Tatum.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Hello, listeners. We're so glad to have you tuning in with us. Big shout out to all of our advertisers, and thank you so much. Big shout out to recent advertisers, Sherelle, Diamond Hogan, Tanya White, and Yvette Allen Tatum. All of them are speakers and authors. So listen, if you're looking to boost your exposure and boost your marketability and your brand, check out our advertising options at Charvette.com. All right, so we're moving right on in. I see my guest, special guest, is hanging out in the virtual green room. So hopefully she's enjoying some virtual fried chicken wings and tea and all of that good stuff. So we're going to the mic right now. We're excited to have Miss Monica Lisa Stevenson on the line. How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I am awesome. We are so glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. I'm excited about being back, too.
Oh, let me tell you, I am excited, too. You saw the tweet earlier by artist Elaine Thomas, who said you are a cute slayer.
She now, is a mess.
Yes, a pure slayer. You know, it's wonderful when other artists can applaud and celebrate other artists. Don't you agree?
I do agree, and it is so awesome that you know that we have to show unity and have to show love to one another in order to grow. Yeah,
yeah.
So that it doesn't look like you're just all about yourself and you can't support anybody. And everybody who knows me know that I love to support all the other artists.
Yes, and you have such a sweet spirit about you, so shout out to you for that. So listen, I know you had a jam-packed day because a little birdie told me by way of Twitter that you are in Detroit taping for Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole's show.
Yeah, actually, you know what, I just landed like 15 minutes ago, and I was like, oh, I got to get home because I got to be on the Chauvette show today. So, yeah, today has been exciting. The weekend, of course, I was in Richmond, got home Sunday night, back on the flight yesterday to Detroit, back here today, headed to Augusta tomorrow, then going to Little Rock on Thursday to celebrate my dear auntie, Miss D, Donna Creer, her homegoing celebration. So I am on the move this week. Yes, I am. So y'all play my strength.
We're going to pray your strength, yes, that you be renewed. So listen, let's talk about this new project impacting Billboard, impacting radio, live in Atlanta. Tell us all about it.
I am so excited. Live in Atlanta has been doing so great. I'm so grateful that God is opening up so many doors with this project, and it's just amazing. He is such an awesome guy. Yeah, so I'm enjoying this ride. I'm enjoying this ride in this season.
And I know you had your official CD release just a little bit over a month ago in Atlanta. And so what was that like, just having all of your just industry peers and industry people come in and celebrate this project launch?
Yes, they showed me so much love. You know, all of our local announcers here in Atlanta came out. Of course, some of my industry friends were there. Zacardi Cortez stopped by, Sean Bigby, Patrick Lundy. It was just so many people. And we had such an awesome time. Packed house, and we just gave God some glory.
Wow, and we're going to let listeners hear the single right there. We're going to let them hear that. But tell us about some of the other tracks that are on the project that really kind of, I know it's all good, but ones that really just jump out to you that people are really connecting with.
You know what, Right There is doing really great. That was written by my friend, Mr. Claude Deuce. People are just really connecting with that song because the words of the song, the lyrics of the song is making them identify with where we are now in this season, and to know that whatever you're going through, whatever your situation is, that don't worry, because God said, I'm right there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be right there with you.
Right there with you. And certainly your music has afforded you the opportunity to be on many platforms and many stages, BET, Dr. Mr. Bobby Jones and Atlanta Live and just so many places. You are all over. And listeners, you can go to Monica's main website to keep up with her itinerary, because she could be coming to an area close nearby you at www.monicasmusic.com. And that's MonicasMusic.com. So there we go. What is it like being able to be able to minister to thousands?
Oh, it's awesome. I often tell people that when we're ministering, and if I can see, you know, if there are thousands of people out there, then I don't get to see them. But when I'm in a smaller crowd, I don't know, but I just get nervous.
Oh, wow.
And I've heard people say that, and I thought it was only me. I was like, oh, so I'm not the only one. But just to be afforded the opportunity to minister to millions and thousands of people, just to hear you and see you, it's God is just so awesome. And then we take it for granted just for the little things that he does. And I thank him for the little just as well as the big things, that the many doors that he's opened for me. Yes, I do.
Outstanding, outstanding. And so on a live in Atlanta, how did you come up with the songs? How did you select the songs? I'm sure you had so many different options for writers and all of that. How did you pick which ones are going to go on this project?
I really let God really seek God on the submissions that we got. And most of the ones we got immediately, I just knew that they were a connection for me, because I don't want to sing stuff that doesn't have a meaning. And it really has to mean something, some kind of life experience. And they all, like the song Kim Stratton wrote for me, that there is more in store for you. That song connected with me right away. She was at my house just playing around, and she and my husband went in the studio and we kind of put the music with it, and the song just birthed from there. And just those kind of things. And Ralph Lawson, who's one of my writers as well, the song that he wrote is called In His Presence. You know, there's so much spirit and joy in God's presence. You can dance and shout in his presence. You can give him praise. You can clap your hands. And all of that connects with me. So each song was just like, wow. And, of course, we went back and did my signature song that I was noted across the country for Lord Keep Me Day by Day.
Yes.
Did that live as a tribute to Dr. Albertina Walker. And God is so good, so good. And I'm just so grateful.
Awesome, awesome. Again, listeners, pick up Monica Lisa Stevenson live in Atlanta, Walmart, iTunes, Amazon.com, CD Baby, Family Christian, Best Buy. Pick it up.
Yeah.
We got the list. We ran the list down for you. We don't want you to say, I couldn't find it. I couldn't get it. No. There are plenty of options for you to have it. Plenty of options. Oh, wow. And so what is next up on your agenda? I know we talked about this week. Any other big things coming that people can kind of look out for?
Yes, we're going, of course, to take Dr. Bobby Jones again this year. I'm grateful for that opportunity. We're getting ready to be a part of the Full Gospel Conference in Louisville, Kentucky next month, as well as AIM in Baltimore, Maryland. Wow, just so many conferences that are coming up that we're going to be a part of. Of course, GMWA is coming up. We're going to be a part of that as well.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And that's one thing that I definitely can say about you. You are one of those artists that's visible. Like, it's not like, where is so-and-so? I got the single, but I don't know. I never see him at anything. You are visible. And so that, you know, we applaud you and your marketing team and all of that for that, for being that way. And certainly you also engaged on social media, Twitter and Facebook. How has that helped your music ministry?
It has helped, and of course, and I think it's helped a lot, because when they know it's an actual person that's responding to them, and it's not a third party, that makes them feel connected to that artist. And it's opened so many doors, and I've gotten called to be on a part of so many things because of they've seen my visibility on Facebook, on Twitter, or they made me get on Instagram, Charvette, you know. I said, oh, so all I do is go to Instagram and post pictures. Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. And you take good pictures. You're
right,
photogenic,
we can do that.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Dorinda and I were talking about that today. She was like, girl, there's so much technology. I said, yeah, you know, but we have to keep up. And
yeah.
But it is good for us. And it's good for us. So I'm thankful for that.
Wonderful. And certainly, listeners, if you follow me on Twitter, I have tagged her in Twitter, mentioned her in Twitter, so it's very easy to connect there, twitter.com/Charvette, and then, of course, Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Now, Facebook, you have so many people that want to connect with you. You have a couple of pages, right?
Girl, I think we have like 4 pages. And I tell them, they're like, did you see my post about? And I'm like, I have so many pages, I don't even get to see the post, because by the time I try to check all of the other ones, then I missed the post that just went up. So, yeah, so we have four. So it's no way they can't find me on Facebook.
Right.
Monica Lisa Stevenson, artist Monica Lisa Stevenson, Monica's Music. And then we have a group page, Monica Lisa Stevenson as well.
Wonderful. Okay, so there you go,
yes.
Listeners. Very easy
right.
to connect. So certainly your genre, would you classify yourself as traditional? What would you classify your music as?
Well, I think they've classified traditional with the little, let's say a little twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
With the contemporary feel as far as the music, because I tell them I'm old school and traditional. My husband is, you know, the new school with the little twist on the contemporary music. So putting that together, so I thought we need to come up with a name for that. That is
yeah.
not all the way traditional, not all the way contemporary. We just need to come up with our own, with a new name.
I like that. I like thinking outside
yeah.
the box. Because really,
right,
genres do
right.
really actually put you in a box, but people are always asking, you know, what kind of genre of music is this? And so that,
right.
that's good. And do you find that the way you deliver your music ministry, do you find that there are less and less people doing kind of the traditional, or do you find that there's kind of a resurgence of that traditional with the twist gospel?
I think that there's a resurgence of it, and I think it's coming back around, because I think, and a lot of the young people are attached to me, and I think that's because of the music, and
yeah.
then a lot of my older crowd, that's because I still keep that traditional feel there, because they're saying they're missing that in the church. And I said,
yeah.
you know what, I'm not going to compromise it. I was raised, you know, raised in the traditional, in the quartet field, so this is where I'm going to stay. And so when my husband realized that I wasn't going to change, so he's like, okay, well, I got to make it sound a little different, you know, give you a little something, you know, a little extra on the end. So it's worked out. And they still let me be myself. You know, with my flavor, and of course I let them do their own thing. So, but if they go too far to the left, I bring them on back.
You bring them on back. Say, wait a minute.
Bring them
all
back. Come on back in.
I know my lane.
From me.
Right. And that's good. That's good. That's good. Aspiring artists and new artists, that's good feedback right there for you to grab and implement. I love that.
And it's so funny because it sounds like you were in our conversation today, because Dorinda and I talked about that today as well, about the new school as well as the old school. She said that, of course, we all like the new school, but she said you got to go back and keep some of that old school there. We got to go back and hear some of that, oh, Zion, what's the matter now? Got to go back and hear some of that. You got to keep that in the church, because that's our foundation.
Absolutely. And you know what? What happens is when artists go to minister, now a lot of times there's concerts and you can do any kind of music, but most times if you're going into a church setting,
mm-hmm.
you can do music off of your project, but if you are
mm-hmm.
if you tapped into the spirit, you know you need some other things in your back pocket, and artists that are listening, you're gonna get more. You're gonna make more profit off of your engagements than off of your record sales. So you better figure out
exactly
how
That's
you can
right.
minister in a church setting. Don't you agree?
Oh, I definitely agree. I definitely agree because we you know we've gotten so modernized. Because what if the track goes out? And you don't know how to go back and grab some. And I've had that happen a couple times. And I just started singing, I know the Lord will make a way. And the church just, oh, my God. I think I sold more CDs that day because I just went back, which is not even on my CD, because I just went old school. And they was like, oh, my God, can I get that same feeling on this CD? Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Oh, that's good. That's good. Listeners, I'm telling you what, that's some wisdom right there. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so we definitely want to let listeners hear right there. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. We want to know what continues to motivate you.
You know what? My children and my husband, they're great motivators. When I look at them, like I've just been in and out of my home all weekend, and when I come back and I'm still, they could care less that I've been up all night long and done a couple of shows. When I come through this door, I'm still just mommy, you know, and then it just, that humbles me to know that, you know, that even though you're an artist to the people out there, but when you come through these doors, these kids are like, you know, you're just mommy to us, and they want to do their, you know, their schedule. They have their own schedule of things they want to do, and they want us to be involved in. And that motivates me to keep doing what I'm doing. My favorite scripture is Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path." And we have to know that this is the path that God has given us, and that we're not trying to be on somebody else's path. Because we, a lot of times we see people getting the glamour and all the lights on them, and we feel like, oh, I want to do that. But you have to know that this is what God has called you to do. Because the script, there's another scripture that says, he puts no mortals than we can bear. I'm a living witness that he will put no more on you than you can bear. You'll feel like you're at the end of your road, but then God will be like, I said I'll never leave you, that I'm here. I'm right here with you, right here with you.
Right here with you. Awesome. And what a better, I couldn't have planned a better segue for our next segment when you said more than I can bear, because we have the lead vocalist who did that lead on that song, Pastor James Henderson, who's coming up in the next segment. So I could not have planned that any better. Yeah, that's just God. That's just God. So listen, Monica, I know you had a busy day. We thank you so much for stopping by, and we wish you much more continued success. We know you have some more engagements in Virginia in particular coming up. We saw on your website, so certainly we trust that we'll be able to connect personally with you, but just wish you much more success.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your support, and I'm looking forward to meeting you as well.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right, listeners, here we go. Right there by Monica Lisa Stevenson.
If I climb the highest mountain, if I try the lowest valley, if I sail across the seven seas, I won't fear, 'cause you'll be there, right there. Testify of it wherever he needs me to. I'll tell how you live and die for our sins, and how you rose to. If I have to walk along on my journey, I can make it home right there with me. Never seen. He will
Right there, won't leave you, won't let you alone. Big shout out to her, great guest. Support her, pick up music everywhere music is sold. All right, so we're moving into our next featured artist spotlight. My guest is hanging out in the virtual green room. Hopefully he enjoys some virtual chicken wings and potato salad in the virtual green room. I'm telling you what, I am excited to have Pastor James Henderson joining us. New project out, Praise Ye the Lord, and I am telling you what, he is awesome, and we want to introduce you to him. So we're going to the mic right now, and we're bringing Pastor James Henderson on the line. Hello, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, Lady Charvette, how are you?
I am doing awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, doing wonderful.
Oh, wow. We are glad to chat with you, to hear all about your new project and just what's going on in your world.
Well, I'm excited to be on, and thank you for having me on and all of that good stuff. So I'm just looking to have a wonderful time with you today.
All right, so let's jump right on in. As an artist, and I mentioned information about you a little earlier in the segment, you've ministered to over, oh my goodness, hundreds of thousands, over 25 years, certainly a recording artist, a preacher, a pastor, a singer. How did ministry start for you? Wherever it started, how did it start for you?
Well, in actuality, ministry started for me. I started preaching at the small age of 5 years old. When I was 5 years old, I went to my mom one day, and I told my mom, wow. I said, a pastor is getting ready to call me to preach his Easter Sunday service. And she was like, okay, son, because my mom is the type of person, you know, she always knew that God was going to call me, you know, to the ministry. And she said, okay, son, she said, I'm believing with you. And I said that to her. And probably like a day later, a pastor called the house and said, can I speak with Reverend James Lamont Henderson? And she said, you want the father, the son? No, I want the son. I want him to come and preach my Easter Sunday service. And I preached my first message at the tender age of 5 years old, entitled The Lord is My Shepherd. And since then, I've been in ministry since that time.
Get out of here. 5 years old.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Wow. See, God can do what he want to do. He can do what he want to do, when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it. So how did the singing ministry come about?
The singing ministry came about, like I said, I started preaching at the age of five, you know, singing as well. I have to say I got my singing from God, because nobody in my family sings. I mean, literally nobody. You know, my dad, he's a preacher. He's a bishop. My mom, she's an evangelist. Now, we have preachers, you know, running all through our family. But nobody, you know, nobody really sings and stuff like that. So at the same time that I started preaching, I started singing and things of that nature. And, of course, you know, as I gradually grew in ministry, started singing with a couple of community choirs here in the Dallas, Texas area. And that's how we started at the same time with preaching.
Wow. And would you say that the ministries complement each other?
I would say for me that the ministries does complement each other, because oftentimes I really never preach first until I sing something. You know, it's like me it's like the ministry of singing. It sets the atmosphere, you know, for the word. It sets the tone. It sets the pace. So normally I'll always find myself, even before I get ready to bring out the word, a song will come out of me, you know, some kind of way. Most of the times, it's always a hymn that comes out of me.
Oh, which is in line with what we were just talking about in the last segment with Monica Lisa Stevenson. So, and that's why it's so important for praise and worship leaders, psalmodic soloists, all of that, to really help to set the atmosphere for the spoken word.
Right. And you can always, and the thing about it is that you can always sing a hymn at any given point, any given time. A hymn will, you know, a hymn will, you know, you can, I mean, somebody can get up and do a contemporary song, but you can come, it's just like, I think last night, Sunday night here in Dallas, I had to go and sing, and I was at a program, and they put me on program to sing, and I was like, okay, you know, what am I going to sing? And I opened up my mouth, and I began to sing, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, you know, stuff like that. And I went from there to another hymn, and it's like, you know, the power of God just hit the place. Just like that.
Wow. Oh, and the writing that's in the hymns is what's so powerful. And so just add that you're singing anointing to it, and you got the words, and there you go. There you go.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Wow. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we say hello. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're in our artist spotlight talking to Pastor James Henderson. Listen, you want to check out his project. Check it out. Praise ye the Lord. Check it out. Check it out. So, Pastor James, how would you classify your project? What type of music can listeners expect to hear?
On my project, music listeners can expect to hear, we have worship on there. I have contemporary gospel on there, and there is also a hymn. Matter of fact, there are two hymns that's on my project and things of that nature. So when you go get the project and you listen to it, whatever you want, it's on there. We took a song entitled "There's Not a Friend Like the Lowly Jesus." We took that and we put that on there, and we just put a little twist to it to bring it around to the 21st century. And so many people love, you know, they love that particular song. And so we have something for everybody on the project, yes.
Oh, right. Something for everybody. And how did you select the songs? Are you a songwriter? Do you search for songwriters and really find songs that will connect with your spirit?
Now, actually, I am not a songwriter. If it's in me, then God hasn't pulled it out of me yet. I wish he would,
all right.
But he hasn't pulled it out of me yet. But when I got ready to do the project, there were a couple of songwriters here that I went to personally, that I have sung songs that they have wrote before on other people's projects, and so they knew my flavor. They knew what kind of song to write for me. And so I just personally went to them, and they had something in their repertoire of music just to fit, you know, my voice and to fit my style of music.
Wonderful. And what about your producers?
My producer, the guy that produced my project, his name is Terrence Mackey. He's right here in Dallas, Texas. And in actuality, when I got ready to do this project, as a matter of fact, I did this project back in 2008. I'll be honest with you. I did this project back in 2008, and I did it myself and things of that nature. And so when I went to Terrence Mackey, who was one of the writers on the project, knew my flavor, and I went to him, and he just knew exactly what to do. He knew exactly what to do. He knew exactly how to produce it. He knew exactly how to make it sound like Pastor James Henderson music, Pastor James Henderson project. And so it really wasn't hard for me to find a producer because, again, I had people who knew me personally who just, you know, and my thing is this, you know, I believe when you're getting ready to do, you know, it's like a preacher. If a preacher's getting ready to preach, you know, you got to have the right musician on the organ that knows how to flow with you, you know, that knows where you're going. And so I believe, you know, if you have somebody that knows your voice, that knows your ministry, that knows the style of music, because I believe a lot what's going on in gospel music now, a lot of artists really doesn't know their flavor. What is your style? You know, who are you trying to reach? You know, you can't, if you're trying to be a contemporary artist or whatever, then, you know, you got to have the right style of music for that. But people know me. I'm a church boy. That's me. I'm a gut bucket go to church, you know, and I'm a big fan of quartet, so I love quartet music and stuff like that. So it really, really wasn't hard because I had people that really knew my ministry already.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love that. And then that's just, to me, when it's easy, that's just confirming from God. That's just a confirmation.
Yes.
When it's made easy, when the connection is easy, that's breadcrumbs in the way to let you know, yep, you go in the right direction. You go in the right way.
Right,
oh,
right.
Wow. Big shout out to all those that are tuning in. We see you on the phone lines. Hello, those listening from Twitter and Facebook. We say hello. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're in our Artist Spotlight with Pastor James Henderson, talking about the new project, Praise Ye the Lord. We're going to let you hear. We're going to let you hear He's Worthy, but the project has so many other things on it. No, Not One, To God in Prayer Forever, Awesome God, John 3:16, Praise Ye the Lord. I'm telling you what, it's full, listeners. I have it in my hand. I'm looking at it right now, so you got to check it out. You got to pick it up. Certainly, tell listeners how they can connect with you on all of your social networking sites.
They can connect with me on Facebook. You can go to www.facebook.com/IYTM Entertainment. That's It's Your Time Ministries Entertainment. And then you can also go to Twitter at Pastor JLH. And so either way, you can connect with me either way on Facebook or on Twitter at Pastor JLH or Facebook/IYTM Entertainment.
All right, and I have mentioned him on Twitter, so it'll be very easy to connect. And I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and that'll be the easy way to do it. Well, I mean the listeners, I know.
Right.
Yes, you are, and you have been you've been retweeting all that good stuff. So, big shout out there, and I want to give a shout out to your record label, New Creation Records Inc. So, big shout out to them.
Yes.
All right, do you have any events upcoming that you want to shout out and let listeners know about?
Well, in actuality, the major thing right now that we are getting ready to do is the GMWA, which is in Cincinnati, Ohio, in July. So we're getting ready to do the GMWA and things of that nature. So we are excited about that. We're excited about that. And we are also preparing as a matter of fact, we just recently did the North Carolina Gospel Announcers Guild in North Carolina and had a wonderful time. Oh, I gotta go to North Carolina. Had a wonderful time. So, but the main thing we're getting ready to do is the GMWA in Cincinnati, Ohio. So we are excited about that because now I'm working both sides of ministry now. I'm working both sides. Usually it was just my preaching side, you know, that I was working, but now I'm working both sides of ministry. And so we've been doing, you know, several revivals, of course, here in the city and other little cities, you know, like Marshall, Texas, and things of that nature. But the major thing is the GMWA that we're getting ready to do. So we are very excited about that.
All right, wonderful. And we connected at the North Carolina Gospel Announcers Guild. So big shout out to Bishop Arvetra Jones. Put on a phenomenal event. Oh, yes, my goodness. Yes. Just the caliber of people and speakers that they had for the day sessions. Awesome. And also, got to give a big shout out to Lady Tamil. A big shout out to her.
Yes. That's my girl. That's my manager. Yes, she is.
Yes, yes. Great connection there. So what do you say, what have you learned in this process of putting your project out and getting into, you know, traveling with the music ministry side and the preaching side? Is there anything you've learned that you would share with someone that's about to embark on putting out their first project? Any wisdom tips you'd give them?
Well, you know, I've learned in doing my own project for the first time, it takes patience. It takes patience,
yeah.
And you really have to believe in what it is that God called you to do. You have to believe it, because so many people are out here now, you know, doing CDs and things like that, and everybody's believing in themselves. And sometimes you get discouraged, because along the way, you know what's in you, you know what God called you to do, but it seems like you can never ever get that big break that you need. It seems like you can never,
mm-hmm.
ever, you know, get that moment. And then a lot of times, one of the things that I will say to artists, and that is that keep working on the project that you have until you perfect it, until you get it right. Because I know so many artists here, right, even here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or whatever, you know, they did a first CD and it didn't go right or whatever, so they went back, spent more money, did a second CD, it didn't go right, they went back, spent more money. And my thing is that with my CD, like I said, in actuality, this is my second time with this CD. Did it in 2008, and you know, did it ourselves, but we really didn't have the right people behind us to push it and things of that nature. But we kept at it, and I'm still keeping at this CD right here, because I believe that the songs on this project, the nation needs to hear them. It will minister. And so when I signed with New Creation Records, I brought this CD right here, and I said, listen, y'all, I want to put this one out, this one here, because this is what I believed in. And, you know, my thing is that you just got to believe in what God told you. That's the thing. So many people, they get discouraged because, you know, everybody's not going to be on Verity Records. Everybody,
right.
You got to get to the point where you got to understand that these artists like Kirk Franklin and Fred Hammond, they've paved the way. But what you got to understand is they've also left doors that they've already been through for artists like us to go through. And that's the thing. If, you know, everybody's not going to be a Kirk Franklin. Everybody's not going to be a Fred Hammond. But there are people that God has designed and set for you to hear you. And if you just keep at it, I promise you, you know. But the thing about it is, at the same time, I want to tell artists, don't try to do a CD today and then you want to get a Stellar Award tomorrow. It don't work
right.
Like that. You gotta labor. You gotta put your time in. And when you put your time in, the Bible says your gift, it'll make room for you.
Absolutely. I'm in complete agreement with that. It will make room for you. Oh, wow. Well, Pastor James Henderson, I'm telling you what, it's been great talking to you. We want to let the listeners hear your single, He's Worthy. Tell listeners where they can pick up, actually buy your project.
You can actually buy my project. You can go to ncrmusic.com, ncrmusic.com, and you can get the project on the website. That's the record company's website. And then you can also go to cdbaby.com and put my name in the search, Pastor James Henderson, and it will come up there. And so those are the two places that you can get it. They're working on putting it on iTunes and things of that nature. But ncrmusic.com and also cdbaby.com. And also, if you would allow me, let me give a shout-out or whatever to my wife. She's listening now. Let me give a shout-out to her or whatever. I love you, baby. I'm glad you're listening in and things of that nature, whatever, because I don't want to get in trouble. How about that?
Right.
I don't want to get in trouble or whatever.
Right.
Shouting out to everybody else, and I don't shout-out to her. So I want to shout-out to her and let her know that I appreciate the support and love and support and all of that stuff. But ncrmusic.com and cdbaby.com. Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lady Henderson, for supporting him and being supportive of the show as well. All right. Well, I think that's a great way to take this on out. Again, Pastor Henderson, much continued success for you and this project and just your ministry overall.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again. I'm looking
yes.
forward to getting back to North Carolina. I love you. I love you. I love you, North Carolina. Because listen, they showed me.
You.
Y'all showed me so much love. I just felt so wonderful. And Tamille Curtis, all right. You know I love you too, girl. We're gonna work it out.
Work it out. Work it out. All right. Here we go, listeners. He's Worthy by Pastor James Henderson.
Come on, put your hands together. While you're sitting in your car, while you're at the house, while you're in the beauty shop, I need you to get ready, because we're about to have a little church right here on this CD. Come on!
Henderson, and a bag of chips. Did y'all hear that on the end? Okay, pick up his music. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. All right, listeners, that's going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for checking us out. We'll be back next week with another phenomenal show. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.